Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, it's Matt Bove from It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. This NFL offseason, we can fit 25 hours in a day, and that's because of podcasts. They make you more productive. When you're folding laundry, paying bills, making omelets, or any other task that you've got to get done, listen while you work. Do your chores and be entertained all at the same time. It's all about the bills, the news, insight, analysis, and of course, some jokes too, on demand, so it fits into your busy schedule. Follow the It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, everybody, we're joined by Dane Mizutani. He covers the Vikings. He also covers the NHL, so he's all over the place right now. But we're getting ready for this game, the Bills, the Vikings, two of the best teams in the league. So, Dane, just your initial impressions on this matchup.
I'm hoping Josh Allen plays so I can figure out if the Vikings are good or not. Like, that's like the whole thing we've been trying to figure out all year in Minnesota is, like, the Vikings continue to win games Sunday in, Sunday out. But at the end of the day, it's like they haven't put together a full four quarters yet. So I was hoping to see a full-strength Bills team, see if they are going, if they can hang with some of the best. But if Josh Allen doesn't play this week, then I guess the Vikings will have to wait another week to find out if they're good or not.
What's amazing is how many storylines there are in this game. And then the Josh Allen one gets thrown into the bag and it really didn't need to, but you've got Stephon Diggs playing against his former team. You've got James Cook, you've got Dalvin Cook, Harrison Phillips playing against his former team. There are just so many different layers to it. From a Bills standpoint, right now they can't stop the run. Dalvin Cook is really good at running the ball. How good is the running attack right now? And how much does the Vikings offense lean on that?
It leans on it heavily week to week. But there are, like, the thing about this team is, like, they can hit you in so many different ways. That's why, like, if the Vikings were able to put together four straight quarters, like, they'd be a scary, scary team. Because Dalvin Cook is dominant when they're feeding him the ball, when they're featuring him, when they're getting him going. But when you stop Dalvin Cook, it's kind of like a pick your poison. And then Kirk Cousins can hit you. Justin Jefferson can hit you. They just added T.J. Hockenson, a standout tight end. So it's something where they can hit you from so many different angles. But yeah, I think Dalvin Cook is someone who they're going to lean on heavily this weekend against a team, like you said, that's struggling to stop the run right now.
What is the vibe in Minnesota going into this game? Because obviously the Vikings have the better record. You talked about Josh Allen and getting to see, like, kind of a measuring stick, which is crazy to say for a team that has a better record than the team they're going against. But do people in Minnesota think that this is a game they should win? Do they think this is a game that they should just hang around with? What's the vibe there?
I think people are scared of this game if Josh Allen plays. I think people are scared of being humbled to a sense of, like, okay, these are what our expectations should be at this point. Because when you look at a game like this, like, if the Vikings come out against a full-strength Buffalo Bills team and they can hang with them, even if they lose, you can kind of convince yourself, like, oh, okay, they are good. If the Bills are full strength, the Vikings come out and they get destroyed, annihilated, then it's like, okay, like, what are the actual expectations for this year? So I think people in Minnesota are excited for this game, but I think it's a cautious optimism because of what could end up happening.
Understanding so many of the games that they play are close and that there's days when the offense looks good, there's days when the defense looks good. What are the weaknesses of the Vikings? Or is there one single weakness that could potentially be exploited on Sunday, whether it's Josh Allen or Case Keenum playing quarterback?
I think their guards are rough. Their interior, so Bills can generate interior pressure and interior pass rush. Left guard Ezra Cleveland and right guard Ed Ingram will let you right through. That's like a swinging game. Like, so if they can generate a pass rush interior up the middle, that can fluster Kirk Cousins. That can make him really uncomfortable. That can throw off the entire operation of the offense. The other thing is the defense. Like, they bend, don't break. But I think inherently, if you bend enough, you're going to break eventually. So, like, they're giving up tons of yards every game and managing not to give up a lot of points. That might not work against someone like the Buffalo Bills, where they're going to gas you again and again and again. And then eventually probably punch it into the end zone. So it's just something where I think the defense will be tested this week. Almost in a way they haven't to this point in the season. We saw what happened when the defense got tested by Jalen Hurts and the Eagles in week two. They broke. So it's something where I think everyone's kind of excited to see whether the defense can kind of rise to the occasion this weekend.
It's funny, every time somebody talks about Stephon Diggs or somebody talks about Justin Jefferson, somebody goes on Twitter and's like, oh, it's the fairest trade in NFL history. And then you'll have people from both sides who are like, you're crazy. The Vikings would do anything for Justin Jefferson. The Bills fans say the same thing. How good is Justin Jefferson for people who don't get to watch him every week?
He's so good. I think he's any given week, he could be the best receiver in the NFL. I think the same thing can be said about Stephon Diggs. So, like, I do think it's a super fair trade. I think Kirk Cousins said it today in the locker room, kind of during his weekly practice conference, is like, it was always going to be impossible to replace Stephon Diggs. But getting a guy like Justin Jefferson made it a heck of a lot easier to stomach. I think Justin Jefferson is someone who is a special, special talent. I think it's only 2-3 years in, but I think he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory if he can keep this up. He's so good. But he's someone who, if you can take him out of the game, which is very hard to do, almost impossible to do, you can kind of stop the offense, in the dynamic ability of it. So he's a really good player. It'll be exciting to kind of watch those two receivers go at it this weekend.
I apologize from going from a superstar to a role player, but how has Harrison Phillips looked? Because he had a lot of fans when he was here in Buffalo.
He's great, man. He's stout against the run. He's generating a little bit of pass rush. I think the best thing about him, though, is just his personality. Like,
yeah,
he's nice to us, like, as media members, but he fits into that vibe of the locker room so well. I think he's someone who's really important to the culture of this team. So definitely someone who would like to.
Dane, my last one for you. Give me an X factor who maybe isn't getting talked about enough this week, who could play a big role in this game for the Vikings.
Yeah, I think it's TJ Hockenson. I think he's someone who the Vikings traded for the deadline. He had 9 catches for 70 yards in his debut with about 36 hours to learn the offense. So he's someone who made an impact in his first game with the Vikings. I think it's something where he's going to continue to move forward here with this team. And if he can kind of continue to harness and learn the playbook, he can be an X factor, not just this week, but weeks and weeks down the road for this Vikings team.
Awesome. Dane, hey, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And who knows, maybe you will get to see the measuring stick if Josh Allen does end up playing.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for anytime, guys.